Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
All right, Alice Stockton Rossini-Jones joins us. It is Billy Joel has announced that he will no longer be in residence after 2014 at Madison Square Garden. And it's kind of an end of a New York icon in many ways, Alice.
We're 2024. One of those decades, you know.
Pick a decade. I got to tell you, first Joe Bartlett, now Billy Joel. I can't take it. Yeah. I just can't take it. Too much.
I know. It's sad.
Fans can't take it either.
He's awesome. He's a legend. Great. Yes. I want him back. Don't go.
I saw him once, yeah. And it was like amazing. I couldn't believe it. The Uptown Girl, New York.
I love it, right? Me too.
No, he should continue. Come on, once a month. Let's do it. Lots of the young kids want to watch him. Because he's a legend.
What's your message to Billy Joel?
Billy Joel, please continue. Don't give up on us. We love you. You're awesome. You like New York yourself. So don't give up. Once a month. Come on.
Yeah.
Good. You can do it once a month. Come on. You know, for people of a certain age, he was the soundtrack to their lives.
Him kind of retiring is it's very sad for it's sad. It's like the end of an era. She's Always a Woman to Me. I like that's one of my favorites by him, you know.
Why is that?
It just reminded me of certain points in my life, relating to, you know, women, and that as an adult I saw them go through that I didn't realize when I was a younger fella.
And a lot of things he sang about, those that know him, they know what he's singing about. He's singing about a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and especially Strangers was all about the area of Hicksville and Levittown, and
Yeah, he's talking about the Stranger album, considered to be a concept album and a salute to Long Island. He's such an icon. It's so funny because I'm talking to people. They think they know him because they're from Long Island, too.
Disappointed. I live in Long Island also. He lives in Long Island, you know. So I'm going to miss him.
Oh, I knew who he was because my cousin Johanna and Joseph, they lived right there. Right across the street was the East Village Green, and everybody knew everybody in the East Village Green. Hicksville, you had the plaza and all. Oh, yeah, everybody knew everybody. And Billy Joel was a nice guy, and everybody knew he was going to become something, and he did.
So he's going to be 75 by the time he calls it a night at Madison Square Garden. Too soon?
You don't think 75 it's time to go?
No, it's not. He's awesome. He looks in good shape. He seems happy. He's energetic. Don't stop.
He's going to go to Florida.
What? Hell no. Billy Joel, stay with us. New York is the best.
That's entirely up to him. He could go. He could probably rock on for another 75 years. So.
No. You should go as long as you feel you're able to do it. I'm 74, and I'm still working. I work every morning, 60 hours a week, and I'm still at it.
So if you can do it, Billy Joel can do it.
Yes.
There you go. So, Michael, did you see Moving Out? Did you see that show, Moving Out?
Absolutely. I saw it in Chicago when it was terrible, and then they fixed it, and it was brilliant on Broadway. I loved it. Moving Out was one of my favorite Broadway shows of all time.
Really?
It was terrific. Yeah.
It was just so
interesting.
Did you see
it?
Because his, I did. The way they weaved all the songs together, and, you know, when he's writing these songs, you know, he's telling a story, and it just fit together so perfectly as if he sat down and wrote it to be a play, you know. I thought it was really interesting. But the only problem I had with the show is that I wanted to stand up and I wanted to dance. You know, and when you're sitting in the theater and you're hearing these songs and it's like, oh, that's such a good song. You know, I want to get up and dance.
But Alice, if you remember, the most moving point about that show is after that guy, the lead actor, can't remember his name now, but he
Eddie, he
goes through hell. Yeah, it could be Eddie, whatever, yeah. But he goes through hell, and he's a drug addict and all that, and they do the Captain Jack comes out tonight, the heroin addict song that Billy Joel wrote. And then when he comes out of his drug addiction and he then jogs to Keep in the Faith. And it just, it was so uplifting. Remember that when he comes out of his drug addiction?
Yeah, as you're talking about it, I'm getting chills. It was really amazing because I'm one of those certain people that he was definitely the soundtrack to my life through high school. Through high school, through college, when I had my babies. And, you know, the lullaby song, I can't even talk about because it's my son's 32nd birthday today. But that song killed me every single time. The lullaby to his daughter when she was born. Uptown Girl, I thought, you know, that his relationship with Christie Brinkley, you know, the kind of, you know, not so great looking guy with the awesome looking woman, you know, falling in love and then falling apart. But whatever. He is. He's an icon, and he's going to be missed, and I can't believe he's going to Florida. But he's only sold one of his two homes. He's keeping his home in the Hamptons, from what I understand. So I suspect, you know, he'll be back in the area. And I think they said he will be playing once a year. I'm not sure. But I think he will be coming back to play once a year at the Garden. So,
well, Alice, I said this earlier on the show. You may have missed it, but when I was in high school, I had the big crush on Tammy White, but she was dating Steve Scovel, who was, you know, Mr. Quarterback on the football team. And we had this ice skating, roller skating thing on Friday nights at the gym in my high school in Geneseo. And they used to hold hands and skate around for Billy Joel singing Honesty, Such a Lonely World.
Up.
I was crushed. Yep, I was up there.
Gross.
Yep. Can you see Tammy White and Steve skating hand in hand? Poor Mikey is
Tammy
crying in the bleachers.
Yeah. Just terrible. Well, I remember my boyfriend, we were the lead in Pippin. We were, you know, the lead characters in Pippin.
Oh, yeah.
And he was messing around with one of the girls backstage, and Big Shot comes to mind. Oh. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you mean
naming names?
No, but Big Shot, Michael calls that Boss. Michael calls that song Boss.
Of course he does.
I don't know. Of course he does.
Here's the thing, though, Alice. Billy Joel is there for us when people we love are cheating on us. That's the Billy Joel songs. Come on. That's
yes,
it.
Michael.
Yep.
Exactly.
All right, Alice.
Wow.
See you tomorrow night.
Good
Goodbye.
Stuff.
Have a great
Thanks, Alice.
Have a great weekend, guys. Bye.
All right, up next is Ron DeSantis versus Donald Trump, who's going to come out on top. We will debate that question when we come back.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.